discuss this item. I think we have some other things. You know, we're jet maintenance on that. I've just got the title for us, sir. I don't know if that changes it or not.
Doesn't change anything, which I may take that.
Sure.
Yeah, I think so too.
There was one other change. Standing for the standards. And procedures for the... Oh, no, trigger things right there. A change in the...
A little quick.
Just in states, let's get it.
Whatever that had to be, we'll understand what the... The criteria are all that, and overall, we are going to have to do with the health of that.
Say that in the wrong way.
What we said, we'll test the way of the signal, our signal.
How do you take that?
Not till that. Okay? Sit down, sit down. Well, when we...
I would have a suggestion here that comes out of discussion of various alternatives, which I don't need to bother with the alternatives unless you want to hear all the other things.
Well,
thank you, man. Take me to this.
Coffee, tea.
Coffee.
Yes, coffee, tea. This is your best judgment, Bill.
I think so.
Well,
it is my best judgment, but
if you have
John agrees on this.
All right.
Jim Hudson agrees on it. I think one option is to just let the situation stand as it is. And just say, if you have questions, refer to Donald's press conference, and that's our best effort to answer them.
John?
I think what that would produce is a statement from the executive council saying, we will cooperate under the following conditions, and these conditions are met. And we would, I suppose, say, well, in our manner, or in our manner, something. The advantage of having a statement beforehand, that meeting to see, and that we would talk to members of, management members of the productivity committee, would be that he would, so to speak, be operating off of our summary of how the situation now stands.
Or the thought is rather than his own opinion.
Rather than his own opinion. And so our thought is, if you're not sometimes, go see him tonight or early tomorrow morning before the meeting, and say, here it is, our summary of the way things are. You can take a look at it. It might be useful, Chris, for your email and the,
everything he wants.
Well,
I don't know what the hell he's going to object to in that. You? That paragraph 5 is...
Paragraph 5 is a key, although the word specific standard is important in that the distinction is between some specific criteria that's used or what the overall picture is, which goes back to this other act. Now, I think
where you want to say, in other words, to where you say at the beginning, to assure that the actions and decisions, are such a pattern of that is to achieve.
So, well, they have to somehow manage to be reconciled over this 2 or 3% at some point in time. Otherwise, they aren't getting it there. But we know that the pay commission will have a almost impossible job at the beginning. Particularly because they have to pay for it, because they have the big increases staring in the face of coal and stock and so forth. And
they have to let those go through.
They'll have to let something like what they're negotiating go through, and that will cause a tremendous human cry, plus the deferred increase. So the initial...
Let me ask this. Is it our belief, that they have to let those go through? That's not with your belief.
Yes, it is. I think we'll have a strike and do something about it. But I think the initial task has to be probably to uphold the list of contracts not applicable. There's a great deal of it. You just go around knocking out contracts.
You can't do it.
You raise felony in time order.
Of course, you're going to have a hell of a hue and cry from some of the business people and so forth. One thing they're going to have to do is to really get everybody in that comfortability council now. How about, do they all understand that? The same, wrong, and so forth, understand?
We went over it. We had a long discussion of that, and they did not want to have the further increases approved.
Of course.
But when put to the test as well, what is your alternative? What are you going to do about the strike? Or do you want to take a chance on a big auto strike, a big steel strike, a big railroad strike, all at once?
Yeah.
In terms of what that would do to the expansion.
So what does Arthur say about it, though? He's the one that says do something about it, but what?
Well, he finds
it. Sure, I got it.
No, he finds it sort of threw up his hands. I don't think he likes it, but I think.
Of course, he did.
I feel a lot of us like it. None of us like it.
There's a damn thing to do about it. That's the problem with this whole thing.
The big thing, it seems to me, is not to have this happen in such a way that you wind up short circuiting the expansion and you wind up with more unemployment.
Exactly. You mean, in other words, that the strikes with the short circuiting?
Well, we know what happens on the DM strike in that third and fourth quarter. It's not going to daylight down. And that expansion is starting up. And it's right now, huge bite out of the economy. I'm not saying those things would happen, but they will.
Yeah.
Now, a key thing here is that the pay board still has a responsibility to the cost of living challenge. Now, I think maybe one of the things we've been negotiating for is
has a responsibility to the cost of living challenge.
Yes, directly, not to you, directly. One of the things Meany would bargain for is to say, I don't want to have anything to do with that sequence of Connolly and his dogs. I just deal with the president. And I think as a matter of concept here, the pay committee, pay board, and the price commission have to have a relationship to each other. And it just doesn't make sense to say that one reports to the president, the other reports to the cost of living council. I've got that.
You want to compromise it by saying that there are those issues that you can't have.
I would just leave it. I think that we can stand on this. I think the idea of taking the cost of living council out of the picture has a very bad public impact.
Well,
we don't have editorials today of people who have the feeling that the cost of living council is established to serve credibility in this field of being serious. And they want that
right
and moving on a high
heart.
And from your standpoint, as
it's
a matter of discussions about the cost of living council, you felt let the machinery operate over there and you don't have anything to do with it directly at all, other than whatever your advisors may be consulting with you. But if this is your baby, it's the cost of living council that you need to worry about. And if things don't go right, you can criticize.
Yeah, I think it's sound. I understand that. Now let's look down the road. Your view is Meany will buy it.
No, I think Meany probably will buy this, but he bought the other arrangement and got blown up with some inconsistencies in our own briefing work. It was our fault, and the press took it and they ran with it, but nevertheless, it was our fault.
Hearing
that we were not completely consistent in the way we understood it and described it. And I think that Herb Stein managed to let the press put into his mouth the idea, the word, the cost of living council can veto what the pay board does. And that
is
particular
that,
way
that's the thing.
Putting the thing together.
Who did you say that?
Would be, I did
Dan
not.
Dan Short has quoted you. And I had to go back and do it because some of it did everything.
Sure. But on the other hand, Labor's attitude wasn't sufficiently friendly that they didn't say, oh, baloney. They took that opportunity.
Sure.
To understand.
They want to go ahead.
So, I mean, there's that danger always. I think, wasn't there a question as to whether the veto involved specific actions or criteria and procedures? I mean, the president was talking about criteria and procedures.
Right.
And
the hell difference, yeah, I know.
Well,
Well, I had it, so, well, criteria.
The general approach, as opposed to cases.
Sure.
Whether a case would be appealed.
So, in fact, we're saying cases are not appealable.
Well, by paragraph 5, we're saying nothing's appealable.
Not even criteria.
No, we won't even specifically tell them that a criteria or a standard is wrong.
Well, but no, but we say for case decisions, it's pretty precise, and then say criteria is not considered. By the paper, it will not approve the buyer's local specifics.
Oh, okay. So this is broad. This gives them the only danger in this that I see is the danger that the press will say we hit it in the labor.
In favor of leaving it the way it is, which is exactly this way. This is the way John left it. His press conference.
Connolly. This is Connolly's position.
This is his position, and I read him this specifically. He's in Texas today, but I don't know. What you would mean by that is suppose they decide they want
to leave it. COLC, what I need to do.
Oh, yeah. COLC has the whole picture to look at. And for that matter, the whole thrust of what the pay board does, individually, as well as what the price commission does, individually, and how they relate to each other. And it has the whole enforcement and all of that to work with.
And develop the public support for a whole bit, and all that sort of thing.
John said this, he has a way of saying something on television that goes around this way. Somebody said he speaks Texas English. It goes over very well. He gives a feeling of great precision, candor, and then you read the word, and boy,
he's got all the room to go around it. And he's ducked it, I know. That's a very great talent. I suppose George is key, then, yes, if you want me to hold the name, then,
I think that it would be quite possible for it all to blow up tomorrow if they're in meeting, particularly if we made any kind of a provocative statement at all. I think it will be...
It will be my view tomorrow, incidentally, simply to say, well, the matter's not being discussed and I'm not going to comment on it. If they're still in meeting, I'm not going to... If meetings group, they won't be true by 12 o'clock.
It's hard to say. I think it's likely that they won't be true and will have issues, whatever it is they're going to say.
But if they aren't true, I'm not going to stick my nose in.
Well, I wonder, I wonder
you argue with you a little bit about
of your press conference. I want to argue with you a little bit about the...
Cannot change the reasons that I can't give you that there.
I see. So the problem is that you'll be at a time when there is this other news story breaking, and we won't know quite how it breaks.
No way.
Well, you can simply say that the Secretary Connolly has made our position clear.
Yeah. No, I think what I'll try to do is to duck around it. We'll get the last minute food when I walk in.
When will you start at 12?
11:55. It's 11:30, and I finish at 11:55. I'm sorry. All set. The press doesn't tell us. Nobody knows that this is too difficult. Nothing coming up that must be very close to hell. But my point is that there's good reason not to comment upon it, and I know circumstances it's very going to be in there.
Can't hear anything you can say to the particular constructive, except
that
you look for the
blow something, and then he knocks it down. I look like a fool. Yeah. If I don't say something, I tend to say, well, let's not prejudge it. They're meeting at the present time. They'll still be meeting. They meet at 10 o'clock.
Meet at 10, as I understand it, and they take their time and their meetings.
Will they likely adjourn and listen to this press
conference? Oh, yeah, it's going to be on television.
Oh, it's not.
It's a snap one of those.
When will it be known that you're having
11:30 when I walk out the window. Completely, they won't know that.
You're saying, just what you're saying, you look for the broadest possible support, and it's important.
That's right.
To stay discussed.
I think that's the way we don't handle it. I think if you get into the, on the specific questions, George, like, well, will the cost of living council have to be so powerful and excessive pay raise and such a grant of the board? And you know, and I recommend it. But I just think I refer to Secretary Conley comment and all that, and I stand by what he said, and that's the same on those questions. Will that, what will the policy be for a large wage increases, one of the cost of strikes, and so forth and so on? I don't think we should anticipate all that. I don't want to get into that. When we get into it, we're going to kick the little Virginia's out of it, and we have to. But I think at this point, we're in a delicate stage. When we want to, frankly, my theory is to give me and his people enough rope and give more of the rope at this point.
I don't think he wants rope. I think he's going to sell it. It's kind of a public opinion. And
well, they busted out a little poll today, Mark.
Without knowing that, that I also think that if we can structure it so that he has, in effect, asked for the responsibility and gotten it in the paperwork anyway to do something about these large increases.
About what?
About these large wage increases.
Oh,
then
not
that's
the deferred
his problem. He has got to solve that problem.
Yeah, the deferred ones, George, I think we've got to realize this. I think you're absolutely correct. And Paul Life Roach knows that it's only the guys representing the real business. The people aren't sophisticated. People like Arthur who aren't really looking for a solution, they're looking for you to do what they have to do. We're saying, well, roll back. I mean, you remember the meeting. Roll it back. Well, goddamn, you can't roll it back. How? With what? What power? It'd be great if we wanted to take on the strikes and be popular. Certainly. So we got some public support. Maybe we should go that way. I'll start rolling it back and come in the ass.
That's a big roll of the dice. Then it's basically an anti-labor campaign.
Correct.
Too. I don't think we're positioned right for it. Maybe that's where we're going to end up. If they misbehave and keep alienating,
that's my point. My point, Don, is that if George is there, I think George, my first, I think they've got to go on to the third wage increase. Because I don't think we can break the contract. That's all in the past. I mean, they made those deals and so forth, correct? Now, it seems to me that that's on the deferred thing. Now, it seems to me with regard to the future, they now are on the spot. And if they come in 10, 12, 15% increases, then we build the case. And maybe we go back to another group.
I think the life is scripted. It's difficult to go through it anymore. And there'll be public outcry will increase among the public members of the board will be more increasing. At some stage in the game, they'll vote with men against labor. And at that point,
labor walk
really gets sticky labor rules.